St Kilda was attacked by a submarine in 1918.
Really?
Yeah.
Where from?
Would you believe? From Germany. Because in the First War, there was a wireless station on St Kilda, and they employed the St Kildans to look off the cliffs at shipping.
Uh-huh.
And then they would radio over to the Western Isles and everywhere else that they could what they could see.
Yeah.
And sometimes they would see German ships and sometimes Allied ships, and they would occasionally see fighting between ships.
I just didn't think they'd go to that side of the coast.
Yeah, there was lots of routes up, up the West Coast.
Yeah.
And obviously there was also ships going between the States and Britain.
Yeah, of course.
And so the St Kildans were employed as watchers. And the German submarines would pick up the radio transmissions, and they could go close. They could work out where they were, and then go closer to them. So they worked out there was a radio station at St Kilda, and then they, came in one morning in a big submarine. This is in 1917,
uh-huh.
And all the St Kildans saw the submarine and thought, "Bloody hell, what's this? What's going on?" And then they started shooting at them, with you know how submarines have a little gun, usually have a gun on the front,
yeah.
And so they shot shells at the buildings that they thought were like a power station and different bits of the wireless, and they caused loads of damage. And one of the things captured in the original of this film is some of the damaged buildings. But it also shows one of the things that people often say about this gun is that it was turned around to point at the church, because lots of people feel that the church had a bad effect on St Kilda in the 19th and 20th centuries. So there's a kind of running joke that the gun was pushed around and pointed at the church but one of the funny things about this film is it shows that the gun was pointing at the church in 1923 when all the people were living there. So if it was a kind of ironic joke, then it was the St Kildans who did it,
yeah,
rather than it being after it was evacuated, because it was completely empty between 1930 and 57, basically. Yeah. And it used to always be said that at some point during that period, someone had turned it, cause a great big gun, and pointed it at the church. But actually, it's already round in that at that time, so it kind of suggests that that wasn't really the case.
That's going on.
It is funny, yeah.
But why were they against the church then? Did they?
Well, it's kind of famous for having a very strict sense of religion. So. Before, there's a great book about St Kilda in the 17th century, and it was basically Catholic at that stage. It hadn't really gone through a reformation because it was quite remote. And so it records quite a lot of cultural things that you perhaps get a little bit less in Protestant parts of the Western Isles. So there's quite a lot of singing and dancing and playing games and whatnot. And that you don't really get that so much in St Kilda in the 19th century. And they went through various periods of very strong religious sentiment. And it might be one of the reasons that might be is because it was a very hard place to live, and so you needed a bit more community and spiritual support.
Yeah.
And so they tended to be like quite keen on being strong believers. Mm. So they were supposed to have gone to church numerous times on a Sunday and quite often during the week, and some people have written that that actually affected the amount of work they could do because they were going to church so much.
Okay.
And there's certain ministers that are generally written about quite negatively because they're supposed to have had a bad effect on the community's sort of independence and how much actual, you know, rather than the people thinking things are getting difficult, let's do loads more work, let's work out ways of getting this situation to work. Instead of that, they were like, you know, perhaps sitting on their laurels slightly and thinking that their destiny was defined by God,
right,
rather than by themselves.